Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Carlos, what happened with Beatty on that throw there?
Yeah, we didn't make the play. I think he was, I don't know if he got confused, if Will Smith stopped halfway to try to get on a rundown, and I think he, arm fake there, like double pump, and then, but just didn't make a routine play there.
What is the right play in that situation if he does think that Smith's stopping? Is it still to make the throw and get him into the rundown, or is it to run at him?
Yeah, no, the play there is to give it up. Give it up, especially how far is he down the line, and if he wants to stop, then we'll get on a rundown. Didn't complete the play there.
How disappointing. Obviously, this has been a really good series for you guys up until that eighth inning. How disappointing that has to end in that way.
Yeah, I mean, we ended up splitting the series here, but felt like we gave that one away. We were sloppy today. We didn't play well. And it cost us there. But, we got to turn the page and get ready for a new series.
What did you see from Rick Garrett in that inning?
I thought, the leadoff walk and then gets behind Will Smith. But after that, I thought he kind of found his own and made pitches. He gets Teoscar to fly out, and then he executes and gets a ground ball. If we make that play, it's a different inning for him, And then after that, game's tight, and, Conforto got him on a first pitch there. But I thought after the first two batters, he settled in and just couldn't finish the inning there.
Well, this could have been a four-game sweep. You had the ball with Nimmo the other night left. You had two defensive plays at the end that were, it's just frustrating to be so close and then you leave her with a split.
No, I mean, it's baseball, I don't know. Those two games that we lost, we could have won either or, They did some good things, too, and they made some mistakes, That's a good team, and, when you're giving extra base, extra outs, they're going to make you pay. So, again, I'm not going to make too much out of those two losses, That's a good team there.
It was good that Garrett was backing up and cut the play. That's bad luck that Alvarez is still looking for the ball, right?
Yeah, no, I think it wasn't a good throw, Even though, I don't know if it was Garrett or Alvi there, once we didn't make, we didn't play catch, I think he was going to be safe there.
The defensive errors obviously hurt, but how much did it hurt leaving you guys on base? I think you guys went 2 for 12 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, I think that was it right there. We had a couple of chances to add on, and we couldn't cash in, And again, when you continue to give those guys a chance and give them an opportunity to come back, they're gonna make you pay. I thought Pete, finally after they intentionally walked Soto, came through to add on there. But early on, we have two chances: bases loaded, one out, and second and third, one out, and we didn't get any runs here.
Aside from that one inning, what did you see out of Peterson today?
He was really good, man. Like I thought the pace was unbelievable. Him and Alvi on the same page. I think the one at bat was a walk to Rojas after one out, nobody on, you know, and then Shohei gets a ground ball that gets through the infield there, and Mookie makes him pay. But, man, he was the way he makes attack, the way he used all of his pitches, but in general, the tempo, the rhythm, he was, you know, attacking, getting the ball, and going right back at him. So for him to go seven innings there, he was really, really good.
I know Garrett and Diaz have been lights out. Was there any temptation with 91 pitches to send Peterson back out there for the eighth?
No, especially with all the righties that, you know, 2-3-4 there, all righties. You know, Rick Garrett's been really, really good for us, one of the best relievers in the game. So once Peterson got Otani there at 91 pitches, that was it.
He wasn't available.
Carlos, you used the word sloppy there when describing the game today. Was there any other plays aside from the Beatty one that stood out to you as far as plays that maybe could have been made?
I think just the at bats, you know, with runners on base. Other than that play, you know, I'm not going to put too much on the mark to base running because that's on me, being aggressive, trying to go out on contact with a lefty up. But I just felt like it was a game that got away from us.
What did you see in those at-bats with runners in scoring position?
Oh, they executed. You know, they executed. I felt like the lefty got Pete on a really good slider and then executed against McNeil, too, with two outs. And then the one Urania, you know, he kept going to that changeup and then ended up getting him with a fastball up in the zone. So.
A little surprising to see anyone potentially walk anyone to get the beat. I mean, I know
Juan's
obviously a great hitter, but
as a manager, you know, it's kind of like pick your poison, right? Sitting in that chair, like I feel the same way whether you want to walk Freeman, Mookie, Otani. That's what we're good, you know, and people are going to take their chances, and I'm glad that Pete came through in that situation.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.